Hello, my Friday friends. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Dave here on this September 13th, Friday the 13th. Woo! We talked superstitions today on the show, but first started out by talking something that, you know, guys chat about all the time, breastfeeding. There's a stadium name up for grabs in Miami, and a rather amusing company is vying for it. We gave our Eagles-Falcons predictions before talking to our new football prognosticator, Jason Mertidis, from our sister station, The Fanatic. Aerosmith was featured in Song Stories with a rather unique bit of percussion. And Preacher Lawson joined us, really funny comedian, whose name you may recognize more in the future. A bright future ahead of him. We had a blast welcoming him to the studio for the first time. So have a listen to all that stuff right here and enjoy your weekends. It is the Daily Podcast.
This coming Monday, you know, Robert Plant's going to be in town. He's going to be at the Man on Tuesday. Uh-huh. This coming Monday at 7:40 in the morning, we've got front row tickets for you to see Robert Plant. We'll be handing out tickets to see Robert Plant all weekend long. But on Monday morning at 7:40, it is Take the Fifth, and you could be the person with front row tickets to see Robert Plant. 63 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today, less humid. The high temperature, about 73 degrees. So how was another night in a chair?
It was okay. I'm really tired. And I can't imagine how tired my wife is because I can't do anything to feed that child worthless nipples. It's only up to her.
You could try something like that.
Like I'm just there.
There must be some sort of pill you could take to make you start lactating.
I think there was a movie about it, right? Arnold had a kid, didn't he?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, was there a suckle scene?
I don't know.
Why'd you put that in my head?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No.
MGK.
You realize that today is Friday the 13th.
I do.
Right. And do you have any superstitions? Are you?
No, not really.
Really? Because you're a sports guy.
Yeah, but
foul
I was...
line.
No.
Right?
Well,
you're not a foul
guess...
hopper.
No.
Even as a
pitcher. Not superstitious. No.
Really?
Not really. Yeah,
you just chalk up those cleats.
Yeah, I just
like
walk
a savage.
Yeah, I walk out there and just blow balls by people.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I throw heaters.
Well, balls people. Oh, I'm sorry. I only heard the first two words.
Yeah.
anyway, it seems that a survey admitted 9% of Americans say they're very superstitious. That's like 1 in 11 people. Right, 66% claim that not very superstitious, not superstitious at all. Mm-hmm. Right, but nothing. There's nothing you're superstitious about. Not the black cats, the mirrors, the ladders. Any
I
of that
hate
kind of
superstitions.
Stuff.
Anytime I say something, and my wife's like, "Knock on wood, knock on." I'm right. Really no. You go find some wood.
knock on wood if you're right. With me, Dave.
You son of a...
I tell you what, man. No, nothing.
I
have some, but you know, nothing that really changes.
Oh,
my
you're
life.
A salt thrower, aren't you?
I am a salt thrower.
The Italian, the gene got to you.
I am, in fact, a salt thrower. Right, and I will not let my odometer stop on certain numbers. I have been known to drive around the parking lot. I'll drive around this building 3 or 4 times to clock up a mile so that it doesn't land on that number.
Is there a specific number?
94.
Oh, I think I see the math there.
Yes. Yeah. It was a bad 6 years of my life. It really was.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Along with it being Friday the 13th, there's a full moon tonight.
Oh, wow.
Right? And it's the harvest moon today. This, you know, I've always had this thing for the names of the moons because my favorite is the one that and this is the way they phrase the November full moon. It's the full beaver moon.
Yeah.
Right? And every time I hear that, I'm sorry, I just have to laugh at it. All right? You know? And tonight's a micro moon. The moon is the furthest away from the Earth that it ever is.
Speak for yourself, pal.
Thank you, Dave.
But speaking of strange things, the American Airlines Center, is that the one that's...
The heat play, I think it's Miami?
Yeah. American Airlines Center. All right, right. There's a company that wants American Airlines has decided they don't want the naming rights of the center anymore.
Okay.
Right? So the naming rights are up for grabs. And a company out of Miami a porn company
okay.
out of Miami has decided that they do, and they want to call it the Bang Brothers Stadium.
Yes!
Oh, Bang Brothers.
Bang Bros.
I've never
Bang
heard
Bros.
Of Bang Bros. What do they do, John?
Oh, they're a porn site. They do, you know, they got stuff like the Bang Bus.
Oh, never saw it.
MILF Soup.
Nope.
Right? You know, Out in Public. Okay. None of these. Oh. Never saw any of these.
Do some research.
All right. Magical Feet. Did you ever see
no,
that one?
No. Oh, okay. God.
Okay. All right. Well, they want the naming amazing. Rights to Miami, the Miami Heat's arena. And, you know, and it's up for grabs.
I love this sure. idea.
Yeah, I know.
What did they bid?
Well, they haven't said how much they put on. They just put their name in the hat all as right. they want it, right? And, you know, and the county has to decide whether or not they're going to get it. And they said, look, if you have a problem with the Bang Brothers Center,
mm-hmm.
right, then we could just call it the BBC.
That's fine.
Yeah. Right. No. What? No. You better look that up in your urban dictionary because
oh, really?
BBC yeah. means something completely yeah. different.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
You can walk beneath ladders all year long, but let's face it, today is different. Just like me, you have triskaidekaphobia, a fear of Friday the 13th. Fortunately, there's a pill that can help. Available in hospitals, the average housewife's purse, and every celebrity's medicine cabinet, this pill relieves your anxiety over common superstitions that turn Friday the 13th into a nightmare. Whew. Trisky biscuit formula. I mean, 3 out of 4 men suffer from Trisky Risky Trisky Calispy. Talk to your doctor about truxaduxaphobia. Look, nobody knows how to say it. Not even Harry Potter. Okay, maybe Dumbledore. Dumbledore. What's in this stuff anyway? Ooh, Valium.
Side effects include drowsiness, weightlessness, sexual promiscuity, clairvoyance, looking into unsolved murders, cult worship, making breakfast for dinner, and making an ass of yourself in a prescription drug commercial.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to you by United Concordia Dental. They're all about a dental. And we're going to hear from Steven Tyler because Aerosmith used a really unusual instrument on Ragdoll from Permanent Waves. And Steven Tyler really can, well, he can explain this best.
Flesh bongos. Flesh bongos are the buttocks of young female strippers in Vancouver. I was watching them, and these girls were so sexy. I mean, they were serious. I thought to myself, we need something else on this album that'll be like the clincher. Something I can carry on and tell my kids that I once did. So what the hell, right? I asked the two, I said, you want to be on the album? We'll give you credit. Well, I don't know if they thought they were going to sing or whatever, but they came in and... They was buns up and kneeling, I was wheeling and a-dealing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Now that you all know what flesh bongos are, Stevie Nicks and Edge of 17, 63 degrees outside. Mixed sun and clouds, less humid today. Temperature going up to 73. Jason Martinez from our sister station, The Fanatic, is going to join us for Pigskin Picks this morning. He'll be doing them all season. What are you thinking? What do you think is going to happen with this game on Sunday? And it's Sunday. I hate Sunday night football.
Oh,
I mean,
especially
I love the production,
right?
But I hate you know, because I get to see like one quarter and I'm asleep. You know, where usually
we struggle.
Usually it takes 2 quarters for me to fall asleep.
Yeah, right.
I want to say lost because it's such a big game for the Falcons, being already down 0-1 in the season. But I think the Eagles' offense is so damn good. And I don't think their defense is that great. So I think...
I just hope we remember to play the first half this time.
Yeah.
If we play the first half, we win. If not, Julio Jones is going to dominate.
Oh, he might
like
dominate
always.
Anyway.
Yeah, but see, that whole thing about... I was saying this to Dave yesterday. That whole thing about, you know, no one has gone to the playoffs when they've lost the first two games of the season.
It's not no one. It's just a very low percentage.
Yeah, a low percentage. But I'm saying, I think... When you're calculating in all the games that have been played, it's such a different game today than it was 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago.
Well, sure.
Right? You know, so I think the math on that is just crap. I think anybody could make it. You know, if you'll be 14, if you win out the rest of the season, chances are small.
John, we are living in an analytics age.
Uh-huh.
You can't be talking bad about math like that.
Oh, okay. Well, but I suck at math. So
there's the point. I say win. A close one in a shootout, but a win.
Yeah, no, I definitely want another win this week. Cindy, even though you're not a superstitious, there is something else you can celebrate today.
What's that?
It's International Chocolate Day.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, I figured as much. It's also International Skeptics Day.
Okay.
But I doubt that one.
Hey. Well played.
What is happening on the radio? Well, on the roadways. Yeah, I don't know what's happening on the radio, obviously.
I'm clipping that.
Yeah, that's coming out. That's going to be showing up left and right.
Podcast drop.
Here, wait a second. What's happening on the radio? Now you have it clean.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK, second week of football. And joining us, ladies and gentlemen, I have not spoken to this man on the air for 18 years, but I see him all the time. Jason Mertidis is here from our sister station, The Fanatic. Good morning, Jason.
I'm better seen than heard sometimes.
Well, thank you so much for doing football for us this year. Where do you want to start? What's your first game this week?
Well, let's actually start in Denver.
Okay.
Because I have a lofty prediction on the season for the Chicago Bears. They won 12 games last year. The first six games last year, they went 3-3. They lost their first game last year to Green Bay, just like they did this year. They got a tough defense, but I'm going to go and take the Bears minus the 3 points in Denver. They're going to cover the number. This line is moved. I love the Bears. It went from 1.5 in Denver's favor to 2.5 to the Bears as the favorite on the road. Mm. But I'm not afraid of the Bears on the road. They got a great defense. So I'm going to take the Bears over Denver. Denver looked awful in week one against the Raiders. So I got to go Chicago to get their first win of the season.
And Denver's been sucking win for a while now.
What, since Elway? Well, I guess one year with Peyton.
Yeah, but they have an elite QB now, guys.
They have an elite QB
now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Flacco was an elite QB about 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Now I guess you're moving on to the Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers, they were embarrassed on Sunday Night Football, losing to the Patriots in New England at Gillette Stadium. But I think this is a prideful football team that they didn't have the distractions this year that they had the past couple of years with Le'Veon Bell sitting out the whole year. And then obviously Antonio Brown, who we all know is completely bananas in New England now. But that being said, this is a team and an organization that's got a lot of pride. They're coming home. They don't want to start the season 0-2. So they're going to get the job done. I think they get the job done in a big way this week. So I think they get the win as well.
All right, so let's move on to the Eagles game. They're going south. The Eagles, the Falcons. Eagles are favored by 1.5 points right now in Atlanta. Steve was saying this morning they have to win.
And Jason, you know this. The percentage of a team that starts 0-2 making the playoffs is very low versus a team that goes 1-1 to start the season.
Well, yeah, it's a big factor. And, you know, you got the classic battle of the birds between these two teams. The Eagles have beat them the last three times, including that playoff win in the Super Bowl year where Julio Jones slipped in the end zone and they got past that first-round game. They opened up the following season against them, and they won 18-12. They've been kind of low-scoring, ugly games.
Mm-hmm.
But the Atlanta defense, to me, and the secondary, is very shaky. There's two plays here. I mean, the over is a slam play for me. So I think this is like a 36-33 game. Mm-hmm. It's a really tough situation for the Eagles. And I'm not sure what Atlanta is coming into this game because they go to Minnesota. They get held to 12 points. Minnesota's got a great defense. I'm not sure about the Eagles' defense, but I'll lay the 1.5 because I think the Eagles are a better team. And because of what I saw in the second half of that game, I think Carson Wentz is back to 2017 MVP. Ooh, Carson Wentz.
Wow.
But with even more weapons, because you couple that with DeSean Jackson, who at 32 years old hasn't lost a step. Now, on one of his touchdowns last week, his first 51-yard touchdown, he ran 24.4 miles an hour.
Is that insane?
Wow. I think he was pissed after that touchdown because he wanted to do a third somersault and someone got in his way.
I mean, this guy hasn't lost a step. He hasn't lost a tenth of a step. And he's one of the best in the history of the game at tracking the deep ball and making the catches. A lot of guys are fast, but they can't catch it. You know, Torrey Smith a couple years ago could get open, but he couldn't catch the ball, so it didn't really matter. So when you can blow the top off a defense like they do with DeSean Jackson, and I expect to see more out of Jordan Howard this week, a little less out of Darren Sproles, I think the Eagles are just going to overwhelm the Atlanta Falcons. I just don't think the Falcons are good enough. They got some weapons with Julio and Matt Ryan and Sanu, but I think all in all, and I'm taking a little bit of a leap too, that the second half defense of the Eagles versus Washington is actually going to show up in the first half.
Okay, so to review here, in the Bears-Broncos game, you're going with Chicago. In the Seahawks-Steelers game, you're going with the Steelers. And, of course, you are going with the Eagles. Jason, have a great show today. Jason Martinez from the Fanatic Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Georgia, they're looking for win number two, cause old Carson Wentz and his Philly offense beat the Skins in the season debut. When they get down to Atlanta, make them Atlanta fans' jaws drop. We'll beat them at home in the Georgia Dome, and three Eagles unkick your butt.
We live fire in the gridiron, run pass, run. Eagles on the house of the Falcons. Matty Ice better be on his toes. Philly can't let him win, no child, no. We live fire in the gridiron, run pass, run. Eagles in the house of the Falcons. Matty Ice better be on his toes. Philly can't let him win, no child, no.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing tonight at the Colonial Theater, and you can get tickets through thecolonialtheater.com. There's one show. There's one show only, and all you got to do, what are you looking, you're looking for a charger?
But, yeah, we're looking for a charger, but you're messing up the flow, okay? You're doing great right now. Yeah. Okay. So we got a few tickets left.
and you can going to thecolonialtheater.com. Preacher Lawson is our guest. You got it. You got it.
I did get it.
You got it.
Man.
So. Fancy charger.
Because I got the I got the oldest iPhone ever. It's like it's like the generation after the iFlip. It's so old, man. And I'm trying to order the new iPhone because I lost my other one, right? Because I lost the other one because I wasn't sober.
I mean,
you know, what's your definition of sober? You know what I mean? I don't drink alcohol, but I was walking past some people and they might have been. Anyway, listen, I'm getting a new phone, and that's all that matters. No, it's my first time in Philly. I'm just glad y'all have me. Thank you so much for having me.
Now let's start here, all right? First off, did your parents name you this, and did they expect you to have a different occupation?
My mom named me it when I was 2 weeks old.
Okay.
I put
a lot of thought into it.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, I know, right? I don't know what I was doing. I mean, what can I say in 2 weeks? A goo goo ga ga goo. Can I get a wab? No, I don't know. She's changing her milk into wine. She was like, wait a second. Why is he walking on his bathtub water? No. That's my name, though. It's a nickname, but like I'll tell people my name, and then they hear it, but they don't hear it. So I'll be like, hey, my name is Preacher. And they'll be like, Richard? And I'm like, no, it's Preacher. Preston? It's like, I'm black, man. Like, you know my name's not Preston. There's no such thing as a black Preston. There's not one black Preston. And if there is one, there's one. Like, there's one black Preston, and they probably get called Black Preston. Like, that's not really kind of- So, but, you know, people get mad. But some people, like, might get mad. They're like, because I'll be like, when they're preaching, they'll be like, are you an actual pastor? I'm like, nah, I'm not. I'm not calling you that. And I'm like, well, I got news for you. Hey, Zeus, he ain't really Jesus, okay? Calm down. Dr. Dre's not a doctor, okay? No one's getting shot like, ah, somebody play gin and juice. Anyway, laid back. Oh, thank you, man. I was about to die. Thank you. Thank God you had that Spotify subscription. But yeah,
now you're from Portland.
I was born in Portland.
You're born in Portland.
Yeah.
Large black population in Portland.
That was funny, man. Nah, man. I was the black population, right? There's three black people reporting. Nah, there's two because I left. There's two black people there. Nah, but a lot of people don't even know that. But Oregon is actually where they grow white people. And there's no black people there, man. I was famous there, though. I was walking down the street. People like, hey, man, what up, preacher? You know, I'm... walk down the street and anywhere else, they're like, hey, man, get out the street. You're like, you in the way. But, no, I was born in Portland, Oregon. And I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, where they grow black people. And okay, that's different.
That's very different.
Oh, my gosh, it's real different. Yeah, so yeah. It was different growing up for me.
Yeah, in Memphis, Elvis was the out-of-place guy.
Yeah, was he? Oh, okay, good. I used to live down the street from his house.
Really?
I never went because I just never listened to his music. I mean, do y'all play Elvis here?
No.
Okay, Costello. I was like, I would be dissing y'all. And then, yeah. No, but I heard he has like carpet on his ceiling or something.
Really?
Yeah. He has like he has carpet on his planes or something. I don't know. I used to live down the street. I never went. But because I think you had to pay to get in.
Yeah, right. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on.
If I went in there, that's because I broke in there. You know what I mean?
It's got to be a fence somewhere you're going
to
drop.
Anything right. from age 0 to 18, if I got in the place, no, I'm just playing. I just get arrested on the way out. I grew up in Memphis and most of my adolescence, because I moved around a lot. Like the first time I went to a school for a year, I was like in eighth grade. So.
Wow.
Yeah, seventh grade, I was like three different schools. Sixth grade, three different schools. I moved a lot.
Right. So was family running from something?
I feel like it, man. I mean, cause it wasn't. I mean, people always ask, they're like, is the military? And I'm like, well, kind of, you know.
Get on the ground!
You know, that's similarity. You know what's funny is my mom really did that. Like, I'm not even making that up. Like, one time, I remember she's like, get on the ground. And then there was, like, someone outside. I don't remember what happened after that, but we're alive. So, but, yeah, man, we just moved around a lot. I don't know. I think my mom was a drug dealer. I don't know.
Yourself, because this is your first time you're in the studio. We don't know all that much about you. Are you married, single? What's the story there?
Technically, I'm married, but I cheat. So it's all good. And I'm just playing. I'm just joking. You see your face? You're like, oh, my God. You need to change your name from preacher. No.
Preston.
That's funny. No, I'm single, man. I'm single because I got caught. No, I'm joking. She didn't catch me. But I'm single, and I've been single about a year now.
Okay. Yeah. Dating?
I mean, I was, you know, it's funny. I was actually thinking this week that I want to start dating.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because, I'm not really dating. I'm just kind of. I'm here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're young. You know, you're young. You're single. I'm dating you tonight.
So I was thinking this week, I was like, maybe I'll start dating again. I mean,
college is back in session. It's a good time, too.
Well, you know what, man? I don't know, man. I feel like I'm. It's getting weird now because college kids are looking like kids.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Right, dude. Yeah.
They're looking like kids. And I'm like, man, you know, it's weird that you look like a kid, but you got a big booty. And it's weird. You know what I mean? Like, this is weird. But so, I always think I'm young. I still think I'm young. Don't get me wrong. I'm young. But, like, I think I'm younger than I am, and then I'll have like a 20-year-old come behind me and tap me on the shoulder and then look on the other side and like, I got you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm old. I'm getting older because they thought that was funny. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Yeah, man. But.
What is your woman?
Oh, no kids, by the way. No kids.
No kids? Okay. That's good.
No, that I know of. I hate when people do that joke, man. It's like we heard it multiple times. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, what kind of woman are you looking for? What is your type?
Preferably alive.
Always good.
Yeah, the necrophiliac.
I love funny women. I love funny. You just can't be funnier than me. I feel like that's disrespectful. Because you know I'm a comedian. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, my ex is hilarious. You know what else she is? My ex. Don't disrespect me. No, I'm joking. She's great. All my exes are pretty cool. I get pretty lucky. I get really lucky with women. And I get a good girlfriend every time. And then I'm like, how do I ruin this? Yeah. Too happy right now, and I need to ruin. But I just like funny, man. Funny and pretty, I guess. I don't know. I don't really care anything. And ambition. I care about ambition. right, but so, right, if you're pretty and funny, I don't really, you don't got to have
ambition. Okay.
As long as you make me laugh, and you know, I mean, right. You
got to
have
booty thing.
You got to have two of the three. Okay, you can have ambition and looks, or funny and looks, right. Or the other ones. Because I'm tired.
Booty.
Yeah. The booty. Yeah, my booty can't be bigger than yours. That's my only rule. You know what I mean? If you sit down and we're the same height, we getting married. I want that. But I'm not picky, man. I'm really not picky, man. I mean, some guys won't date girls as tall than them. I'll jump up, get this lover. It don't matter to me.
No, you're in his camp with that.
Yeah. I love tall women.
You love tall women? Yeah, Are you married to a tall woman?
Well, yes, I am.
Hey.
7'2".
That's cool. Shut up, man.
Yao Ming.
7'2".
All right. She was in the WNBA. Yeah.
Well, we know who's a spoon in that relationship. Hold me, baby. I got you. Why do you sound like that, Linda? All right,
oh, he was close. The L.I.
Well, Preacher Larson is appearing tonight for one show and one show only. This is going to be your only opportunity to see him, and I think you're going to be incredibly pleased. You can get tickets at thecolonialtheater.com because he is performing at the Colonial Theater. Do you know the history of this theater? Have they gone through this with you?
Yeah, they told me some of that, and I feel like I'm not worthy to be there, but they're paying me. So I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, but... they did tell me a little bit, he told me a little bit about the history, and it's pretty cool, man.
Right.
So I think it's pretty cool to be a part of that, too. So.
All right. Well, you'll have fun there tonight, and thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It was great to meet you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.